Jackie, you there, buddy?
I am here, guys. I think it was Phil Murphy trying to block the call.
I saw what you did there. First of all, we were just discussing a mutual friend of ours, me and Bernie, James Orsini. He says he'd be a great health commissioner when you win the gubernatorial next time around. So make sure you get that done. Okay, Jack?
Well, listen, I love that kind of transparency, guys. Let's not hold anything back. Jim's a great guy.
He's a great doctor, Jimmy Orsini. But on another note, the reason why you're here today is obviously the whole Roe versus Wade thing. And look, I know that Phil Murphy, this idiot, has been telling his people in New Jersey, we've got low taxes, we've got beautiful beaches, and we've got abortions. Come to New Jersey. And obviously, you're not thrilled with that, are you?
No, listen, guys. He's smoking too much of that weed that he's been advocating for 5 years to be legalized in New Jersey. Huh. We're a mainstream state, guys, and this is just more extremism from Phil Murphy. You know, we need social justice, but he gave us legalization of marijuana instead of decriminalization. We need inclusivity, but that got his gender ID and sexual orientation in kindergarten instead of the golden rule. And now he's trying to recruit businesses to New Jersey based on all of his extreme abortion policies. Usually you try to get companies to move to your state over tax policy. This guy's trying to get companies to move to New Jersey over his extreme abortion policies.
Hey, and by the way, Jack Cittarelli on the Bernie and Sid show, the Democrat position, without exception from what I've seen, the Democrat position on abortion is no restrictions whatsoever. No restrictions. In other words, you can abort a baby up until the due date, delivery date. The baby sticks his head out, and you can whack it off. And that's essentially what they're doing. It is ghoulish. It is extreme. It is murder. And correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that's Phil Murphy's position as well.
It is Phil Murphy's position. No restrictions. And the vast majority of New Jerseyans, guys, believe in reasonable restrictions. Whether it's going to be, let's have a discussion in New Jersey, whether it's going to be after 3, 4, or 5 months, but we're not going to have abortions up until the day of delivery. Phil Murphy believes in that. He doesn't believe in parental notification. My goodness, we go with our 16-year-old kids to get a cavity filled. We're not going to have parents know if a 16-year-old is seeking an abortion. And now not only is he inviting other companies to come to New Jersey based on his abortion policies, he's inviting people from other states to come to New Jersey to have their abortion performed, paid for by New Jersey taxpayers. He wants to make New Jersey an abortion sanctuary. He wants to make it the abortion capital of the country. That's not mainstream. That's extreme, and it's not where the vast majority of New Jerseyans are. But listen, he's a lame duck governor, and if you thought that first term was bad, wait until you see the rest of this second term.
By the way, I'm pro-choice, and even I find it a bit grotesque. So there you have it. Jack Cittarelli, nearly the governor in New Jersey last time, ran an amazing race, and now everyone knows the name Jack Cittarelli across the country. Jack, today is primary day here in New York for governor. Hochul's going to win by 40 points. That's not even a race with Swazi and Williams. But the Republicans could come down to the wire. Zeldin and Giuliani especially, Astorino and Wilson too. I know you take interest in what's going on here in this state. Are you about to tell us who you're endorsing, or that's not going to happen?
Well, no one's asked for an endorsement, guys, and I usually stay out of other states' affairs, but you're right. Zeldin was the early lead, but the other guys are coming on strong. And whoever it is, I know we're going to give Hochul a real run for her money. And if New Jersey taught the nation anything last year, is the Democrats are vulnerable because of the extreme positions and because of what's going on nationally and, of course, in our states and cities with the lack of support for law enforcement.
So what's the situation, Jack Cittarelli on the Bernie and Sid show? The situation in New Jersey, primary day, if I'm not mistaken, is July 7th, and you're endorsing, for one example, is the Republican County chairman in Bergen County, a man named Jack Ziza. Tell us about him and other endorsements you may be proffering.
Well, I always say, guys, there's 1.5 million Republicans in New Jersey, and the 21 that have the hardest job of all are the 21 county chairs. Their job is to recruit candidates, raise money, and win elections. And so in Bergen County, we do have a contest with Bergen County Republican chairperson, and Jack Zees is the incumbent, and I do feel that he's in the best interest of the party in Bergen County. So I support the 21 county chairs. Those that have been challenged this year, I have made a few endorsements, and the best way to move our party forward in New Jersey is with strong county chairs. I believe Jack Zees is in the best interest of that goal.
You know, people who live on the beach tend to be a bit snobby, so I just moved to the beach in Queens. Bernard has lived on the beach on Long Island for a long time, and it's always like, well, my beach is the best. So Bernie and I poke some fun often, mind you, at the Jersey Shore. And, Jack, I get like 1,000 messages right away. Don't do that. It's gorgeous. I'm in Tom's River. I'm in Atlantic City. I'm in Margate. I'm here. I'm there. It's gorgeous. On a serious note, what kind of summer is it looking like so far down at the Jersey Shore?
Well, after the past 2 years, guys, people are looking for an outlet, and the Jersey Shore is the perfect outlet. I'm in Surf City on Long Beach Island. We had a magnificent weekend last weekend, and the water's warmer than usual for this time of year. It was just perfect. We're looking forward to July 4th. But listen, the Jersey Shore is the jewel in the crown of New Jersey. We love it here. And if you start poking fun on it, I'm going to have to go Jersey on you.
Well, listen, we don't mind having the second best beach situation down in New Jersey compared to Long Island at all. We don't mind. Go for it. You know, the Jersey Shore and, you know, hypodermic needles and all that stuff.
Fingers.
Have fun. Condoms.
Now
go for
I know
it.
The real reason why you guys asked me on this morning.
No, the real reason we really had you on this morning, honestly, is above and beyond the abortion story, which you're talking about, is we really despise Phil Murphy, and we really, really like you. That's the main reason you're on. So anytime you want to come on and discuss any story, any issue in the state of New Jersey, you're our guy. That's the real reason, Jack.
Well, guys, listen, in the internet age here, I really do believe that radio is the most powerful medium of all. And that airtime that you guys have provided to talk about the issues that are important to New Jerseyans was a magnificent asset and extremely invaluable to the success of our campaign. All throughout South Jersey, too, there's a great many prominent radio show, talk show hosts that had me on. So radio's where it's at, guys, so I do appreciate the airtime.
Well, we're more than happy to give it to you because we really admire you, Jack Cittarelli, and can't wait until this term of Phil Murphy's comes to an end and you take over Jack Cittarelli. So listen, thanks for appearing on the Bernie and Sid show, and good luck and Godspeed, and have fun at the Jersey Shore this summer. We'll talk to you again.
Good, guys. And listen, here's the good news. We're already 7 months closer to the next gubernatorial election, and at our age, time goes real fast.
You're right about that.
True.
You're right. That is great news, but you know, you're in great shape. You look great. So stay healthy. Like Bernie said, enjoy the beach. We'll talk soon as you do inch a step closer to getting the job you should have had even today. Jack Cittarelli out there in New Jersey. We are Bernie and Sid in New York. And our big governor day is today. So, whether again, it's Andrew Giuliani, Rob Astorino, Lee Zeldin, or Harry Wilson, get out there and vote. It is so important that no matter who wins this today in November, they take out Kathy Hochul. No more Democrats. Bernie's been saying it for weeks, for months, for years. No more Democrats. Just vote Republican. Even if you don't love the guy, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, the policies are going to save this city, save this state, inevitably, hopefully, in 2024, save this country. If you love this country, you will vote Republican today.